Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
Okay, Grace, I'm ready to go. I have my caffeine.
I'm ready to go. I got my beer.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be drinking by the end of this episode, too.
You got to Irish up that coffee.
It's tea. But yes, I will be having a Guinness.
Mm.
I'm Alan.
I'm Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots this week. Because we promised we would do all of this.
It's in a contract.
We're doing Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2, Heat Age. Do you remember in Robot Wars Series 1, where it was quite clear that the fifth episode was the one where they were like, oh, we've got six robots left to find a spot for? Well, actually five, because one of them was WYSIWYG.
Yep.
And they just seemed to kind of go, let's just throw a bunch of random robots in.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the kind of the dross of what's left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's quite interesting how this is the final episode, with you saying that.
Yeah.
The final heat, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Heat H for how the hell did this get on TV?
Oh, this is bad.
This heat makes me kind of wish, and as you may or may not know, I hate the whole bringing back a loser, like a wild card thing, which I've alluded to. I hate when they do that in the reboot of Robot Wars. This would be the only time where I would accept a wild card entrant into the final episode, and we just don't have this heat.
But hey, I mean, come on, it can't be that bad. Let's start with the first fight.
From Michigan, Tyrannobot!
Right. So this robot is a four-wheel invertible pusher robot. Well, potentially invertible. The actual core robot doesn't look that bad. It has a paper tail, but again, doesn't look that bad. And then the main weapon is some biting jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, well, if it wasn't for one match, you'd almost think that these things were decoration.
It looks like the jaws, if they clamp around your wrist, like, I'm pretty sure that I've,
you've been like inside to handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those ones are made of plastic and have fur on them.
Yeah. So, anyway, there are some more.
Surely it can't get any worse than this. From Oregon, Buzz. Oh.
So, Buzz is a kind of dome-shaped robot. It has multiple weapon syndrome. It has a drum spinner and a flipper. The flipper, though, is not your conventional flipper. It is a side flap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's obvious it works. We have evidence that it works. Mm-hmm. We have no evidence that the drum spinner works.
Nope. In fact, we have more evidence that it doesn't. There's definitely points where there's a close-up of the drum spinner not spinning.
Yep.
This just, like, it's funny of all the robots you mentioned from episode 5 of season 1, you mentioned WYSIWYG, because this just looks like WYSIWYG. Like, maybe WYSIWYG's uglier brother.
Yeah. Anyway.
And their opponent from California, Xylon. Xylon. Xylon.
So, this robot is a box with a series of three-sided wedge on the front.
Dingly dangly panels.
And you look at it at first and you're like, oh, so it'll be like the front one is the flipper and the other two are static. Because, you know, that would make sense and that would mean you could concentrate the flipping power in one surface. No, all three panels flip and all three of them flip badly. I don't think it could lift a bag of sugar. Genuinely, I'm sitting looking at these ones and going, please tell me these were built in 5 days. Please tell me no one put thought in these robots.
Xylon looks like Xylon makes Prince of Darkness look like a competent combat robot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even if it was just, like, a season later or something, it's understandable. This we're talking about a decade later.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. I suppose we have to discuss this match. So,
Buzz flips Xion. So there's the proof that the side flipper works. Xylon manages to self-right. Xylon hits the putt. The time runs out. Those poor bastards that had to sit and watch this match for 5 minutes in real time.
I mean, it's one that, and two, they're very much a quickly figure. Look, you look at it and you go, I mean, it's got to be Xylon that goes out. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Tyranobot done anything, but it also didn't really have anything
It didn't spend forever trying to self-right.
Yeah, and even then, like, its own weaponry didn't help it self-right. It was just the fact that its wheels were big enough that it managed to just gain momentum from it and flip itself back over.
Yeah.
But surely, it can't get any worse than that.
Absolutely not. There's no way.
Nah. Our second three-way. And also, I just want to mention, we are not pretending.
Yeah, this is
to not want to talk about this.
This is not us putting on a gimmick. For once, I know sometimes we've kind of gimmicked it up a bit.
Like, all the air has been sucked out the room for this episode. So I says to Mabel, I was saying to Alan before we came on, it's like, genuinely, I went off on a rant in, like, a Facebook group that I have about this episode, and just, it was a complete and utter meltdown.
I would also put Because I actually ended up posting a message to you about this.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and goes, I'm not even going to comment. I'm just going to leave that there and then we'll wait until we record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, if we introduce the robots first.
From Massachusetts, Bunny Attack.
It's Bunny Attack. They even call it a comedy entry. Which you're kind of sitting there going, no, no, you don't say that. You take them seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the commentator that says that. And he said that about Conquering Clown, who is, you know, in the grand final.
Yeah. But anyway, we then get a look at it. It's covered in... Now, they say it's flammable, but we see no evidence that it is. But it's covered in fur, and its weapon is a sledgehammer. Unfortunately, they seem to be in the jab technique category of hammers.
Mm-hmm.
It is more a sort of sledgehammer being used the same way that someone with a flaccid penis would hit an opponent.
Hmm, yes. You know, it's like, it's annoying, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I'm convinced if you tried the Gallagher technique of smashing a watermelon with a hammer, if you were to lay one of them down in front of Bunny Attack, and then Bunny Attack came down with the hammer, I actually think the robot would actually be more injured than the melon would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, I mean, it couldn't get worse.
I mean, I would argue that this robot was slightly more competent, but its name fucking weirds me out.
Uh-huh.
From Washington, Paul Bunyan.
Right, so Paul Bunyan, it's a reference to a famous mythological character. Paul Bunyan is actually like a famous story time lumberjack. So this robot is a four-wheel drive robot with a spinning hammer. Well, I say that, it's a fan. It probably wouldn't be an especially good fan.
Yeah. But obviously, when I hear Bunyan, the first thing I think of is, and now then you move on to Bunyan Country. With Patty and Selma's fucking weird feet.
Anyway, next up.
Yes, anyway. From Minnesota, Falcon Mark II.
Right. Imagine, if you will, that someone looked at Scallywag, the Panic Attack robot from that we didn't see fight, but from what we've had described to us. So it had like the electric lifter and it was wedge shaped. Imagine if you looked at that and went, how can I make that for £10? And then how about I look at the Rocky Balboa team? And I go, what if I did like a really gimmicky character like that, but instead what I am is every embarrassing edgy wrestling fan from the early 2000s who would wear a leather trench coat
and a bandana and sunglasses indoors.
Yeah. Basically, me. 15 it's years kind of, ago.
Kind of a combination of both of us. It's definitely I wear sunglasses more than is probably should be legally allowed.
Yeah. Basically, our worst traits 12 years ago.
It's just like, I mean, there's at least like some bits of the Rocky Balboa team that I kind of admired, even though they were quite annoying and stupid. But there's nothing likable about the Falcon team.
Do you know what the worst bit of the Falcon team is? They don't even have the excuse of, oh, well, it's a new robot.
Yeah, because this is Mark II. That means there was one before this.
Yeah, there was. We saw it. It was in the previous series.
I know, that's what I said. I don't remember it.
Missing out on much. I think that was I think that robot was brown.
Oh.
Let's have a look. Yeah, it was the brown one that looked like Havoc. It had the wee dinky tiny axe.
Yeah, which is funny because a minute ago when you started describing Bunny Attack, I was about to say it actually makes Havoc from season 2 look like a competent robot.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean. Look, we've spent like 10 minutes at this point shitting on these robots. At least, let's get to the actual fight. Oh, right.
Let's use the age-old saying from another fellow robot podcaster, Mr. Psycho. Because we love them all so much, that's why we make fun of them. Does that make it any better? I don't know. Anyway, the Burger King logo isn't here for this episode.
No wonder. Who on earth would want to be associated with this match? Oh.
Okay, how many lines of notes did you take for this match?
Six, and one of them is, oh, this was bad.
I took two. One of them was, Falcon almost flips Bunny, and then... Judge's decision, Bunyan is out. Bunny won a fight in capital letters.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, man. It's just... a whole lot of, like, nothing, really. Like, and... as we've already kind of alluded, Bunny Attack's weaponry, it's not good. Bunyan's weaponry wasn't good. Falcon almost flipped Bunny, so... points for trying, I guess.
So, yeah, so Paul Bunyan goes out by process of one was doing all the work and just none of the damage, and one of them actually was being competently driven.
I know, to be honest, I honestly, like, I would have thought that Paul Bunyan would have advanced in that match just because, like, that one attack from Falcon on Bunny Attack where it almost flipped it over, and it was like, that surely has to be enough for Bunyan to get through, and it didn't.
So, hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their... music online, YouTube, that's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. We can very much say that the worst two robots so far have been Tyrannobot and Bunny Attack.
Yes. So why do we have a match against them?
So... Tyrannobot doesn't even start well. There's this sort of pause, and then it moves. And watching this fight, and it is, you're just sitting watching. To the point where even Dead Metal and Bash are starting to get bored.
Mm-hmm. And how many because times Tyrannobot, have we said that this season?
Every time Tyrannobot hits something, it then has to take a moment to process it.
It's Why is it seeming as if these robots in these like past couple of episodes are actually sentient, so that when they get hit, they actually feel pain and need to figure out where they are in life?
And then the most bizarre thing happens. So what happens is, Tyrannobot, at this point, the house robots are like, every time he gets hit, he's not moving. We've decided he's inactive, and they jump him and they rip his weapon off. And this wakes up Tyrannobot.
It's like shedded weight.
And there's this bizarre, there's almost like this hyper rage takes over Tyrannobot.
Oh,
And
it's starting to see red
suddenly,
now.
Tyrannobot bodies the bunny and rams it into the pit. And you suddenly go, where did this come from?
Yeah, it's just it was like I don't know whether I should be mad or ecstatic, because
Said,
like
don't give up.
Bunny was doing all the work the entire fight,
Oh, I absolutely.
but then also I didn't want Bunny attack to go through the final. So, and yet despite how much Sergeant Bash tried, couldn't set the bunny on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it the ending of that came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then we get to, so we then get to the next round, which is Buzz versus Falcon. And this is very much a two robots that are, because neither of them is particularly fast, they do kind of slowly and surely kind of strategize against each other. It's quite a strategic battle at first.
Yeah, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Until they meet with Sir Killalot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just having a quick glance through the notes, this was this weird part where this is also the fight where I referenced earlier. You get a long shot of Buzz's behind, where you clearly see the drum not working. But they meet up with Sir Killalot at one point, and this is a little bit of the infamous television magic of Robot Wars. So there's this point where Buzz is upright, wheels pointing towards the ground. Sir Killalot comes in, clamps Buzz, and then it just has this really bizarre close-up of Sir Killalot's face that clearly wasn't from the same shot. And then all of a sudden, when the camera pulls back out, Buzz is upside down in the claws of Sir Killalot.
Yeah.
He then spins around, smacks Sergeant Bash in the flamethrower. So that just goes roo, 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 right in a circle. And then Sir Killalot just pets Buzz. There was no count out. The commentator's just trying to make up a story that, oh, Sir Killalot just decided that Buzz has had enough and is getting them out of here. There's no need for a count out in this situation. It's like, oh, yeah, there is. That was a legal competitor that you just got rid of for no reason.
Yeah.
Don't question it. Shut up.
You
I am
know
gonna
what?
go. I'm gonna go back and watch Sergeant Bash get hit again.
You know what the best bit about the final is?
He's close to being done.
No. The best bit.
Donk.
And this is the only bit of trivia for this episode.
Oh, we're getting to trivia early?
They introduced the robots the wrong way around.
What?
So they introduce Falcon as Tyrannobot, and Tyrannobot as Falcon Mark II.
Okay, hold on a fucking second. This has to be seen. After the fast forward through the 5 minutes of this is the entire episode summed up in 5 minutes. Okay. Right, I'm gonna get the live reaction here. The old live reaction. Everybody loves those. Fast forward, more like slow forward. Am I right? LOL. Okay, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. They're talking backstage. Talking backstage again. Tyrannobot. Yep, that's Falcon right there. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Nice Falcon. From Barabalt, Minnesota, the Falcon Mark II. Yep. I didn't notice that. I clearly was taking notes. Stand by. Well.
Oh. Do you know what the best part of the remainder, other than that, my favourite bit? Tyrannobot was robbed. See, at the end of this fight, Falcon is getting bodied. In fact, Tyrannobot actually gets a grip with its jaws. And
interesting.
And there's this moment of just like... No, this was like the last 30 seconds of the fight. And you just get the impression, see if this fight had went on another 30 seconds to a minute. Tyrannobot was winning this.
Hmm. it's a alien versus predator situation, to be honest. Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even have many notes for this. I've just got like the pet was hit, Falcon seems dead, Tyranno finally clamps down, and Falcon judges the decision. Falcon. So I guess even from my very lackluster notes, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah.
There is a bit where Dead Metal like kind of saws Falcon in the butt. That was probably the most interesting action of the whole fight.
I have some good news, though, Grizz. I have some very, very good news.
Oh?
It's over.
Mercifully, it is over. Yeah, judge's decision goes to Falcon. Don't know if we said, but I feel like you kind of got that from what we're saying.
Who cares?
But it's...
This is over. The single worst heat in Robot Wars history.
This may be the single worst episode of any robot combat show ever. And considering how much we bitched during a lot of episodes of BattleBots, that's saying something. And
because
even if
here's the difference. BattleBots, everything is competently built. Even if the problem we had with BattleBots was never the robots.
Uh-huh.
What we've got here is the worst traits of Robot Wars in the latter series. The gimmickiness, I've noticed the drop zone subtly not being used again.
Yeah.
They've kind of dropped that, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's the gimmickiness of Robot Wars with the worst of American robots. Now, there are... Now, I'm not meaning this for the series in general. I mean this episode in particular. Throughout the series, there have been so many great robots, In fact, I think it's very telling. We get to... So next week is the grand final of the main tournament. And it's probably the first episode of the whole thing. I'm like, no, there's not a bad match here.
Yeah, it's reasonably stellar throughout.
But it's... I was enjoying series two, where half the robots didn't move.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you gonna remember Bunny Attack in, like, 3 or 4 years? Probably not, but yet we still remember Payne, who traveled a significant less distance.
Or the part, was it the Parthian shot that had to be pulled by string?
Yep. We had Caliban going negative distance. All of these robots resonate in our memories. Can't think, but, well, it goes to show I didn't even remember fucking Falcon from last year. Or yeah. The last season, which I think we'd done, what, like last year maybe?
Anyway, at this point, Grizz, we've talked about this for, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Let's move on from this, because that doesn't just... Yeah. No. This is not worth the effort.
Let's bury it deep down inside.
Yeah.
And we'll never talk about it again.
Yeah. I'm sad now. We'll see you next week.